Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Coming up in Real Things Real People Said into Real Microphones, there is something from Chris Russell that Anthony Haney has been talking about all day long. Apparently, it's that funny, Anthony?
Chris Russell was struggling to read.
Okay, that in 10 minutes. Right now, my chat with Dietrich Wise, the Commanders defensive lineman, who, despite being in his ninth year in the league, was by far the last one off the practice field today. That's not why I talked to him. I was planning on talking to him the whole time, and I was just like, where is Wise? Oh, he's back there. He's back there working in the corner. And that's where we started our conversation after minicamp here in Ashburn. Dietrich Wise is with us, coming off the practice field. You're going into year nine. You're the last one off the practice field. Why is that drive still there, and why do you feel the need at this point in your career to keep working like that at 10, 15 minutes after everyone else is done?
You never can be complacent, and you never can just rest on what you did in the past. My father always told me repetition is the father of learning. So doing something over and over and over and over and over again, you're not just doing it to make it muscle memory, but you're building that foundation. So every time I get on the field, it just comes second to me. So I keep on building my techniques, my fundamentals. When December comes, I'm sharp.
How long did it take in your career? Because, I think one of the things that's interesting about young guys, right, is they'll come in and they'll have a great work ethic, but they actually don't know what to work on. So they're like, I have all this energy, and they're like, I want to do something. How long into your career did you know what to rep so that what you were learning was the things that you needed in December?
Oh, it's very easy to know what you need to work on. Your coach will tell you, you know. Or if you don't win your one-on-ones, then you need to work on something, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're not winning every single rep, you got something to work on. And even though you win or lose, you can still perfect something. So what I do is I always listen to what coach says the day after practice or whatever case it is. I write down what I need to work on, and then on top of what I need to continue to work on, like always hands, pad level, feet, my moves that I always do, and plus what coach said, I do it before practice and then I do it after practice.
Dietrich Wise with us here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. So you obviously were in New England for a long time, very distinctive culture, coaching style, everything here, distinctive coaching style, distinctive culture. What are the things that are similar between the two places, and what are things that are a little bit different for you this year?
You know, that's a good question. As far as difference, I'm going to probably wait until the season to really see, and a lot of things different, but I'm going to see. But as of right now, there's a lot of similarities. There's the way these guys work, the way these guys put in work every single day, what coach always sets a standard. And then I think what makes this team a little bit different so far is just the high energy every single day. Coming to the meetings is high energy. When you first sign, it's high energy. They give you that commander's welcome. And then really from that day forward, it's been the exact same day. Everybody comes here. Everybody loves to work. We're super close as a family. I'm not saying this is the difference. This is what I like here.
Yeah.
So this is what I like here. So we're close to the family. Guys here love to work. There's no one man bigger than anybody else. You know, that's what I like with the great teams I've been on. There's guys that who have been like superstars, but they never put themselves before the team. And that's what I see every single day, a brotherhood.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, for in New England, it was Tom for all those years. Here, Jaden is the guy that, you know, is going to be the straw that stirs the drink. That's the nature of the quarterback position. And, you know, those guys got to talk a little bit last year when Tom was calling the NFC Championship game. But there are things that from you being around Tom for all the years that you see, again, that are similar, you know, whether it's work ethic, how he communicates with his teammates, how he fits in the room. What are some of those things?
What do I see from Jaden?
From Jaden, yeah.
He's very poised. That's what I've always seen. Outside looking in, I saw it. Now I see it every single day. He's a poised young man, rarely rattled. I can see him, how he takes control of the offense, control of the huddle, and you see it every day, you know, when you watch him.
For you personally this year, you know, what were some of the discussions like with DQ, with Adam, with whoever else, you know, Daryl Tapp, whoever else you were talking to about kind of what role you're expected to play and what kind of things that, you know, why they targeted you in free agency to be a part of this team?
Coach told me when he came in to be myself. They liked the way I stopped the run. They liked the way I got the passer. They liked the way I pass rushed from inside, 9, 6, 3, 5, 2. Liked the way I play the run from the tackle to the end. So they just liked the way I play. When I came here, they said, we need the way you play on this team and go out there and do what you got to do best. And for myself, I'm always going to do what I can do to make the team better. And then anything I see from young guys, pass my knowledge and experience on to them.
One thing that's, I think, really exciting about this D-line is the amount of versatility. You just mentioned how many different spots you can play. Yeah. Payne played inside, outside last year. Kinlaw can line up anywhere because he's like a mountain of a man. You're just like, okay, Mountain, you line up here. You do your thing. What has it been like to exchange notes with those guys? Because especially, you know, Payne who's been here, Kinlaw's been in San Francisco, a bunch of different coaches. What's it been like?
You know, to see those guys, Payne, Kinlaw, Holmes, Jane Baptiste, these guys can play anywhere on the field. And it's really exciting to see that because you can have all forwards out there and we can just play at different spots every single time. And we have guys like that who can play at any position. It not only builds the trust between the four of us and the team, but also it's like any given spot that you put these guys on, we can make plays. So it's like a secret weapon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just another couple quick questions for Dietrich Wise here on the Hoffman Show. So obviously we hear about the chemistry that a D-line has to have playing off of each other. And one question I've kind of been tossing around in my head and been trying to ask guys is about the learning versus, okay, now we need to gel in certain roles. You know, you need to know what happens when you're playing next to Payne, when you're playing next to Kinlaw. So how do you balance both the excellent versatility and the positives that brings with kind of understanding how to coalesce together, what it's like to play with a guy next to you at a certain spot?
The more you play with guys, the more you learn them. And that's plain and simple.
So, and that'll translate spots. If Payne's on your left, Payne's on your right, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we always look at guys, see what their strengths are. If Payne beside me, he'll let me know what he's doing. I see what type of rusher he is. He knows what type of rusher I am. So he knows, okay, when I'm beside J. Mark, I'm beside Holmes, I'm beside Day, No-No, or Newton, whoever I'm beside, we know how we rush. So we know we can rush off that, rush with that, and we're all compatible.
And then off the field, you had a chance to explore D.C. at all, to explore the area?
A little bit. I only drove past some of the parks and the museums. I haven't yet explored yet, so I've only been here seeing Ashburn.
Yeah, which, glorious Ashburn. You should talk to some of the old guys about what it used to be like. It's way better than it used to be.
Sure.
As you have,
for
like,
sure,
a number one on your hit list, whether it's a museum, a monument, a park that you want to go to?
I would like to see all the museums at some point. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but one day I'm going to like to see all the museums. I actually did Pachata I took a little bachata class, and that was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
All kinds of different culture here in the DMV.
Yeah, it is.
Dietrich Wise with us here on the Hoffman Show. Dietrich, thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Dietrich Wise, new Commanders defensive end. When we get back, we wrap up the show with Real Things Real People Said into Real Microphones. But first, a look at what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.